I just got my state ID. You jealous?
Nope.
Does anyone else have a state ID?
Like a driver's license?
No. Nick. It's like that without any of the power that this, they
drive. Oh, well, I have that because I can't drive, yeah.
Like papers, please, Mr. Wait, de Blasio.
Did you never learn how to drive?
I did, and okay. Then I let it expire Ooh. When I was young and stupid.
Young and stupid.
I would never repass the exam if I had to.
Really?
That's very scary. No.
What's the part that would trip you up, do you think?
All of it?
The driving part?
All of the driving. And the definitely the parking.
Driving. Definitely the writing about driving. Here's my NYC ID. Fun with that.
Ooh.
That bad boy gets me into the Botanic Garden for free.
Wait, why?
Oh, I heard about this.
Yeah, that's why.
Oh, your city. That's not a state ID. That's a city,
city
ID.
Yeah.
That's a completely different thing.
Depends on how you order the New York or the New York.
NYC identification card.
Yep. New York, New York.
With Audrey as your emergency contact.
Correct.
This gets you in the Botanic Garden for free?
Yeah, bro.
We're members for fucking what?
Why?
I'd throw it at you
why?
If I weren't worried about where it lands.
Just go to the Brooklyn
we didn't get
Public
our
Library.
City IDs.
Wait, this also serves as your library card.
Uh-huh.
Right. Care.
Wait, what?
Right? I have a library card.
You don't need one. You just need this.
I wasted so much time getting that.
Listen, you just go to the library, make an appointment. You gotta make an appointment.
I'm gonna see if this.
Oh, you can get it at the library.
Do I have to wait at long lines?
You just gotta bring like a proof of address and a photo ID.
Okay.
And in a week or two, they mail you this bad boy.
What if I just want to use a postal meter?
Ooh, Tim! with the cut things, with the fancy book.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a library's book.
It's a library's
book. Oh, decal.
All right, this means nothing about your coolness.
No. I mean, I selected it.
Yeah. If I had photographic memory, or was somewhere deep down the spectrum, I would absolutely do the bookshelf thing where you put all the pages outwards.
I have a
friend. Oh, is that a thing?
Ooh. Yeah, it looks amazing, but that's how you know people have just bought their books for show.
Yeah.
Unless they're somewhere where you can be like, oh, this book, I know it by its outward pages. That's the man I want to be.
I have a friend who covered all of her books in brown paper wrapping.
Could she find them all?
She's working on a cataloging system right now.
Is she scrawling the names in marker on the outside? Is
that her system? Like, I think there's like a number system.
They come with one.
Yeah.
Why?
Books come with
I don't know.
Several options.
She doesn't like all the colors.
There's a lot of ways to catalog your books without brown paper bags.
Yep.
Does she want them to last longer?
I think she just doesn't like the riot of colors.
Did you guys have to do that in school? The brown paper bag yearbooks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you ever get good at that?
No.
Me either. I got helped every year.
I feel like I was pretty good at it.
No, but then they started selling those stretchy book covers that would go on it. Do you guys remember
those?
No.
I do not remember these.
What was the stretchy material?
Polyester, I think. It was also the year. Do you guys remember those shirts
sweat.
That were really tiny, but
the
then they would
shirts?
Expand?
The shirts that would expand?
It was like the same
what
sort of material.
What made them
add water? Or?
No. They're just
there
really
just tiny,
tiny
shirts that you
tiny,
put them on.
Yeah, and then they expand on your body.
No.
They sell them at the Duane Reade on 5th Avenue and 10th Street.
Duane Wade?
When you're wearing them, do they look like painted on, basically? Or are they like these tight ass?
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to wear them.
Who are they mostly worn by? Give me a demographic that is wearing these shirts.
It was mean tween girls when
mean
I was in
mean tween
school.
Girls.
Yeah.
Hi, welcome. Let's get into it. We're here with Gabriella Paella.
Mm-hmm.
Gabby is a writer, editor, fantastic human being on the internet. We're going to break a segment off right away. What kind of high schooler were you?
I was a huge Lord of the Rings nerd.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I won the contest in 9th grade.
Which contest?
It was my school's trivia contest.
I want to hear every second of this contest.
It was like a clutch victory. Like right. it was like the last question and I got it right and I had a fake little one ring. But then I also got really into like 70s punk rock. I was like very much like, oh, I should have been born in this generation.
When were the Lord of the Rings books penned? Were they 70s?
30s.
Is that
no,
true?
Like
that just
50s,
hit me broad
60s.
Side of the face. I don't believe that a one bit.
It was post-World War II.
Oh, 1954 and 54 and 55. Damn, he knocked those out.
Yeah.
He rocked them so hard.
Had you just written them all?
Yeah, in the trenches of World War One.
I don't know why I'm believing you. You told us that they came out in the 30s.
You piece of shit.
That's when he wrote them. He wrote them in the blood of a Frenchman.
And they came out in the 50s?
Yes.
Blood took a long time
to
dry.
He had to walk back.
None of that seems true.
That's why he was a crypto fascist.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Did Gorbadal call him out?
Look at the bad guys were all industrial war machines, while the good guys all just they just wanted to live in the countryside and no technology.
That makes you a crypto fascist?
Yes.
Do I not understand crypto fascism?
I don't know.
What is the difference between fascism and crypto? Is it like you're a fascist but you also like puzzles?
No, you're just secret about it. That's all that crypto.
That's all that crypto means? That's way too cool.
So who is a crypto fascist?
Tolkien.
No. Besides Tolkien, who's no?
Oh. C.S. Lewis.
Okay.
Yeah, that I believe.
No, he was just a crypto Christian.
Wasn't he?
C.S. Lewis is a very open.
Nick is punching the mic in his fervor to talk
wasn't
about this.
Wasn't he into BDSM? C.S. Lewis was into spanking.
Spanking? Oh, yeah. The problem of pain was all about.
Yeah.
What's the problem of pain? Catch me
jokes
up.
For C.S. It's... Lewis fans.
Catch the rest of us up who don't know what a tog is.
So, Gabby, what was the clutch question that won you? Was the ring the prize, or was just
the ring was the prize? Oh, and the question was about the movie. It was what did they use to make snow in the movie? And I can't remember the answer now, but I do remember that I knew it because I watched like all 18 hours of special features on the DVDs because I was so in love with Viggo Mortensen.
When you first tried it on,
oh boy,
were
did
you hoping?
Think, were you? Did, was a little part of you like?
You know, probably a little.
Checking wardrobes for the backs.
That's the perfect place to have hidden the ring also, after everything went to shit.
Is
in a high school in Avon, Connecticut.
In Narnia?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm
not in Narnia, you crypto-fascist. Gabby, somewhere on the internet, it is listed publicly. So I'm not telling tales outside of school. Not telling tales out of Avon High School, most specifically. Gabby, you have listed that you are more than interested in conspiracy theories.
It's
you are
true.
A fan, you're an aficionado, and I am super into them, but I am entirely not as knowledgeable as I should be. I stopped at about the time I thought that everyone was lizard people.
Lizard people? I'm not so sure on. I think that Justin Bieber is a lizard person, though.
Ooh,
that
I'm ready for this.
He just looks like a lizard in one photo. That is what the basis of the lizard people theory on Justin Bieber is, from what I found on the internet, is that in one photo, he looks a little bit shifty.
Are you into any of the other, like, so-and-so celebrity was cloned or really died?
No, but I'll tell you, the one that I thought we could all talk about the conspiracy theory we believe in the most, mm-hmm. and mine is that Louis Tomlinson from One Direction, his baby is fake. Okay. Have you guys heard this one?
No.
No.
Okay, BuzzFeed did a very comprehensive article where they pulled from all the teens on Tumblr, and these teens are so resourceful. Like, they really are backing it up. Like, here, I wrote some of them down. Let's see.
Yes, documentation.
The whole reason why his baby is fake, it's to cover up a relationship he has with Harry Styles, who is also in One Direction. So it's like his hair isn't the right length in the photos. Like, they found a photo of him taken earlier that week and then later that week. And they're like just like vastly different. And then my favorite is that his baby mother has stolen photos from another lifestyle blogger. And you know what? You look at the photos and it makes sense.
What do you think would get me to this set of photos? I just looked at Justin Bieber lizard into it.
Yeah.
Thumbs up.
Just search Louis Tomlinson fake baby.
This is called Snyeps. It's the opposite of Snopes. This is called Snyeps, where I say yep to conspiracy theories I like and Justin Bieber lizard. Google that shit. That's a snyep in my book. Now we're looking up Harry Styles and Liam Baby.
No, not Liam. Louis.
Who's Louis? Louis in the band?
Louis in the band, but it's not. Liam is the forgettable one. What are you doing?
He's the cute one, right?
No, Harry's the cute one.
Which is the one that has bad facial hair and a pineapple hairdo?
Oh, his tattoo placement is off in photos.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
The baby's tattoo?
Wait. Do they think this guy is fake or the baby is
fake? The baby is fake.
But it feels like they're disproving the existence of this guy.
Why
and not the baby.
Yeah, why is
yeah,
the baby fake? Because his
too.
Tattoos are different.
Because depending on how he's holding the baby, like it's like a shirtless photo of him holding the baby.
Uh-huh.
And then you see tattoos.
Looking at this right
now. So someone else is photoshopped in holding the baby.
Maybe he's a crisis actor.
So why would this happen? He can just hold a baby that isn't theirs periodically, and that's sufficient. Why would they're saying they photoshopped in a baby
right
on a picture of him, what, cradling a thermos?
They think it's also a hyper realistic baby doll.
Why would that happen? You can just hold a baby.
Okay, yeah, so what's okay, let's pretend that this theory is real. Why? To what end? To what end would he fake a baby?
To cover up the relationship.
To cover up his gay relationship,
yeah.
Right.
But my favorite part is that the teens think he foreshadowed it a year before because at a concert he threw a baby doll off the stage and yelled, "It's all fake." So he's been planning for like a year.
Is this a documented story. Do we know that for a fact he did throw a fake baby into the crowd and say it's all fake?
Mm-hmm. Maybe he was just trying to get rid of the bathwater.
Why? I'm launching a serious inquiry. Serious as a heart attack.
I'm sorry. That was the purest 2 seconds of disappointment this podcast has ever heard.
Why in the real world did he throw a toy baby into the crowd and say it's all fake?
I don't know. He's like 19.
This is the best evidence I've heard
for, me too.
For the conspiracy.
Frankly, that tips it for me.
Yeah, me too. Yes. Oh, I love the conspiracy theories about the Denver airport.
Oh my God, that was on my list too.
Oh, yes. Good. So no, let's talk about it. So there's a few things. There's a mural. There's a giant horse statue. And there's one other thing.
It's that the runways from the top supposedly forms the symbol.
That's right. Yeah. So the mural is this apocalyptic painting of like a stormtrooper scything down children.
From the Star Wars universe?
No, like the World War II stormtrooper.
It's terrifying. I don't know. Yeah. That's not appropriate airport artwork. Yeah.
The giant horse statue, the sculptor who made it, the horse statue fell on him and killed him.
Oh boy.
It's also a giant blue horse with glowing red eyes. And this is what welcomes you into Denver.
My scale is tipping.
It's kind of like the TARDIS. It's bigger on the inside because there's all these secret passageways. Okay, so this ties into the continuation of government Alternative 3 and Mount Weather.
Whoa.
He's doing that thing.
Slow down.
You talk about the conspiracy theories for more than 10 minutes and you just start doing word salad.
Yeah, it's free association.
Yeah.
Mount Weather was a contingency of government secret station in the mountains where they bring the elected officials in end of the world scenarios. So it's a secure location where you can keep government officials. And the theory is that the Denver airport also houses one of those.
But it's much bigger.
Yes.
It's underneath the airport, yeah. Right. And it's for all the global elite.
And the aliens. Yeah,
and the aliens.
What constitutes a global elite?
See, I don't know, because it's apparently 350,000 people. So I'm like, would I be in that? Like, is there a chance that I could be
you
in this?
You would probably know.
Whoa, yeah, you're asking yourself if only 350,000 people.
We work in media.
Come on. I think this is a fairly good segment. What percentage do you think you are?
How many people would they have to be saving from the end of the world before they're like, worth it?
If they had a bunker to save people, what number would you be?
Clearly, I'm roaming the countryside with radiation spewing out of me.
I am still confident about the 350,000.
I think you should.
I think there's a chance that I'm just going to sneak in.
I think there's a chance.
Media matters.
Would the Kardashians be in there?
No.
They're self-starters, yes.
Really? Mm-hmm. The Nouveau Riche? I don't think the Nouveau Riche get a place in the bunker.
They're arguably the most important people in the world. And I'm just going to wait with dead air until you argue against me.
Kardashians are getting in the bunker because of Kanye. Kanye is going in that bunker.
He's going in that bunker.
Kanye's starting a new world. Because he secretly, in his heart of hearts, believes one man should have all that power.
He's also in the Illuminati, so...
He is in the Illuminati.
Is Kanye in the Illuminati?
Yeah.
Kanye is the Illuminati.
When did that happen?
He kicked everyone else out.
The hip-hop Illuminati is a very, very real
thing. Oh, I know.
This is also a segment called In or Out of the Bunker. Kanye West, we gotta put it to a vote. There's discord in the room. I say in the bunker.
In the bunker.
In the bunker.
All right.
Okay, 3-1 on Kanye. How about Jay-Z?
Mm-mm.
In the bunker.
We live in a post-Lemonade world.
It's a real good point.
It's true.
Kelly Rowland, in or out of the bunker?
Who?
Okay, not a good sign for Kelly. Kelly Rowland, the second most famous Destiny Child.
Out of the bunker.
No.
But she sang that song, was like, even when I'm with my boo, something, 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 Nelly.
Yeah, would Nelly be in the bunker?
Oh, no. Not anymore, he wouldn't. He's jacked, though. You might have a hard time keeping him out.
I have not seen a photo of Nelly recently, but I believe you.
Oh, you should. Do I actually have to Google my
Is he still look wearing the Band-Aid? Has the Band-Aid just... The Does Band-Aid. It just look much smaller because he's so big now?
Do you think maybe Nelly hasn't changed size at all? He's just wearing a little kid's finger Band-Aid.
Holy shit, that's brilliant.
Who gets in the bunker as staff? Right. I think that's...
Yeah.
Start with the chef. We need a chef, a bunker or no bunker.
Oh, Bobby Flay.
Does he get in?
But does he want... Does he get in as Bobby Flay or does he have to work when
he's
there?
No, he's the chef. He has to work.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Guy Fieri.
Oh, no. Guy Fieri's like the first to go.
They make him stand outside and watch everyone go.
Who do you think started the apocalypse?
Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
Anthony Bourdain.
He wouldn't be near enough to get to the bunker. He's off in parts unknown.
He also wouldn't want to be in the bunker. Where He'd be is like, oh, the bunker? Food is so boring here.
Yeah. Denver, I think. Denver. I think we've established this is the Denver bunker that we're trying to fill.
Yeah.
The bunker has to be real. There's a clue. In the Denver Broncos.
What's the clue? You said the name slowly, but it didn't
move
help.
Move the R.
To where?
Bunker. Denver. Denver bunker. The Denver Broncos are all in the bunker. As part of their agreement to call themselves the Broncos.
Is it everybody who's ever been a Denver Bronco or just the current team now?
It's every Denver Bronco who has thrown the football into the crowd and gone, this is all fake.
Fuck. I'm losing at the Denver Broncos. We gotta get to a break. Welcome back to Let's Get Into It. We have a couple things we have to do right off the bat in Act 2. We should either start with the slick, prepared content pieces around conspiracy theories that Gabby was nice enough to bring, or a throwaway comment Nick just made that he wants to speak in tongues.
I vote speaking in tongues.
Agreed.
Just because I've always wanted to hear someone do it.
Glossalia for the win.
Glossalalia?
Glossolalia?
I thought there were more syllables in
there. There was a lot of... Actually, yeah. It's almost onomatopoeic.
Onomatopoetic?
Oh, it is now. Oh, God,
Do you know what
it sounds like?
Saying?
No, you're making up syllables.
I mean,
you're just making up syllables.
I heard quiche. I thought
that's what happens.
Maybe that directly translates from angel language to American.
I ruined the control of this experiment.
Right.
See, I feel like we're tainted.
Yeah. That was tainted. Would you like a pass this, Gabby?
No.
That's good. That's a lot like you're talking backward. Like, Paul is dead.
It's your flipping to Pafuinian.
That was a good callback to a conspiracy theory.
Which conspiracy theory?
Yeah, I
Paul is
that
dead.
One.
Wake me up, dead man.
Before you go, girl. No, yeah, the Beatles. Cool, Tim. You know about the Beatles.
That's the only thing I know about the Beatles.
Somebody sent me a Facebook post of someone who was claiming that Prince was not dead. Prince and David Bowie and Merle Haggard, for some reason, are all fake deaths to sell more records, to enslave us by buying more music, because everyone is just buying music these days.
And that's why they're not on Spotify.
Exactly. Spotify is in on this, too.
Swedes.
Exactly. Global conspiracy.
The entirety of Sweden is definitely in the bunker.
Yeah,
they're just so beautiful.
There's like 4,000 of them.
Yeah.
We're going to emerge taller.
So I was trolling this guy's Facebook, and I was reading all of the comments on this, which were all of his conspiracy theory friends being like, yes, it's true. And then I found this one woman who posted like 16 times, and I was like, okay, what's her deal? So I click on her Facebook, and her thing is that there's a second sun. Have you guys ever heard this?
No.
Me neither.
I'm so excited.
Everything that I could find online, like nobody can explain it. They just think that NASA patented a second sun sometime in the 50s. Some of them call it the Lucifer Project. Like, nobody can seem to decide they're going to do with the second sun.
Is this where they make Jupiter into a star?
No.
Okay.
This is just a different sun.
Never mind.
What are you hiding, Tim?
Sorry,
everything we say, you take a step further and then redact. Yeah.
Do they build this sun yet, or is this just a plan for a sun?
They have built this sun. I like her because she kept posting memes that she made up herself about the sun. So it would be like a photo of the two suns and that emoji that's just like a flat face. So it was two of those. And then it was that awkward, weird moment when you're pretending to be the real sun, but your craft cloak disarms slowly. #SMH #yesterday.
That's amazing.
I know. It's like she just made so many memes about this second son, but I cannot seem to figure out what it's about.
Can we have more of her posts? I want to read more of her posts.
Don't talk to me and my two sons ever again.
Oh, that's so good. Damn it. So here is a theory from a blog about the second sun. Did you know that NASA has a, quote, artificial sun patent since the 1950s? According to NASA, it's just used for testing equipment and running simulations like optical reflection, space environment simulation, sunlight reflectors, and visual properties. The 1960s NASA sun simulator, nicknamed STAR, was for an environment test chamber right here on Earth to simulate the sun found in space. Just imagine what they can do with the nowadays modern methods and light sources. I have no idea what that means.
You know all about the nowadays.
Just modern. Imagine.
Nowadays. So it keeps going on, very vaguely, and then it says, without a doubt, there is much more going on than we can imagine.
Yeah, I have no doubt.
That's a snips to me. So you want us to make a song about the second sun? If I knew how to play Here Comes the Sun, we'd be golden. But I don't.
Hey there, sun. Time to get out of the way. I'm a second sun, made with all the technologies from nowadays. I think I might hide behind you, or maybe now I'm standing in front of you. Maybe I am a clone. The sun's not alone. There's one more shining star in the sky, and it's me. I'm probably made by those Facebook guys. You know they take a lot of information. I saw my daughter using one yesterday. She was using a Facebook, and it knew too much. I switch point of view.
Oh, I feel like I pulled the wheels off your endeavor in that one.
By going way up with the musical riffs.
You want a second pass at that one?
My already shaky grasp on the concept of key.
Yeah, sorry. I feel like I can do better for you. I think we need a second pass
at this. A second pass at the same.
Second
you know
pass
what?
The second
song. Exactly. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, Hemingway. Why so down? You thought the sun could only set, but there's another sun and it's coming around. Hey, Hemingway, drop that bullet back in that bottle. Oh, the sun also rises when the other sun has set. The sun that you want and the other sun you'll get. I'm a sun that's made by NASA with all the computers now. I'm a sun that's the magical result of having a lot of computer power. Oh, Ernest, won't you come back out and play? There's another sun and it's also rising. Ernest, you're the ambulance driver. We'll drive an ambulance to yourself and come back alive, cause that's probably a conspiracy too. I don't know.
It was beautiful.
I was thinking Ernest.
We can play a song that's already written about conspiracy theories. If okay. You can hook it up.
Let's use that aux.
Do you have that jack. Technology?
This is a segment called Let's Use That Aux Jack.
So Jaya Saxena at the Daily Dot recently wrote an article about a dating site for conspiracy theories, and it was great, but also she posted the commercial, which has a great theme song.
What's the site?
See, it's called Awake Dating.
Hot paranoid singles in your area. If you thought it was, there's a couple holding hands wearing tinfoil hats.
Yeah. It's kind of sweet. Awake.dating is here for you. Matching all kinds of people is what we do. If you are awake, we'll find you a mate and set you up to go on the perfect date. From flag to anti-GMO to ETs and EDs were the way to go. Anti-vaccinators and
government haters. Masons and Illuminati were the matchmakers. Realists and truthers, or if you are awake, we're here to find you the perfect mate. It's free to sign up right now, so no more waiting. Be sure to visit awake.dating.
Holy fantastic. Shit.
That's like if Pomplamoose started covering that guy who does 100 songs a night.
Or Ben Folds 5.
That started off as Ben Folds 5 and then hit like a nice mid-career Blink-182.
Yep,
I know, it was so on the nose of both.
Yep.
I don't think we failed at making you a song, but I think we can do better.
Okay.
I would love to get a second chance if that's all right by you.
What if we all made up a conspiracy theory on the spot then combine them into songs?
Thank you. You're so much better at running the show than I am. So what are the elements we need to start with? We need to start with big government power must, or at least big something power.
Yeah, big media power.
Let's figure out what the big is.
Personalities.
First step, what is the big?
Big
yeah.
blogging.
Big blogging. Love it.
All right.
What's their goal?
Hot takes.
In order to make hot takes.
We're sapping the energy from somewhere. To power hot takes.
Yes.
It's Yellowstone. We're just destroying Yellowstone with our hot takes.
There is no global warming. It's just that the blogocracy has taken that energy to power their hot takes. Think about it. When did we start to know about global warming? When the internet started. Al Gore started the internet. Al Gore told us about global warming. It didn't start until blogs started needing hot takes.
Yeah, and how do they get the heat? The series of tubes.
This is it.
And Al Gore is a lizard person.
Because lizards are cold-blooded.
Yeah. Oh my God, you're right. If he takes all the heat out of the world, then it can become a cold, cold place and his blood will work.
Yeah.
Don't they need heat?
We're all nodding like that's how science works, Tim.
Sorry.
What are the other elements of a conspiracy theory? We need other people in power who are aiding and abetting this.
Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook trending topics.
You're right. Okay, how do we link in the
LinkedIn?
We use LinkedIn.
Oh, this is deeper than I thought. The entire political right of the United States and the social right of the United States has been drummed into existence just to create a fervor that stops our ability to forward education and science against the proliferation of global warming so that it will continue. So that we will continue to have hot takes, the very hot takes that are whipping people into that fervor to stop us from being able to progress.
I believe it.
That's a yes to me. Now that we can do a song about it, is that the cherry on top
That's
of
it.
This?
That's what you promised.
This Sunday?
Hello, children of Earth. It's I, Lord Mark Zuckerberg. I had a plan to heat up the world. So I gave websites to every boy and girl. I wanted to find a take for every subject. I was not satisfied by something lukewarm or something chill. Something Hillary or something Bill. So I took all the conservative topics off and I heated up everything that was left, which was two words at two meetings of left. It was remaining. It was also liberal leaning. And I helped Al Gore invent the internet. I was a literal child genius, and I will have takes. It's me, Al Gore. When I invented the internet, it was with the Pope that one day we would have hot takes.
Hot takes.
Hot takes. Hot takes, hot takes to feed my lizard children. They come out in batches of 1,000. They are cold-blooded. They cannot draw temperature from themselves. They have to draw heat from outside. We built two suns. It was not enough. The two suns were not enough to heat my 1,000 suns.
Hey, brother!
No, it was just like cut out halfway through the song.
1, 2, 3, break.
Hey, brother, it's me, Hulk Hogan. I'm gonna put an end to your plan. I'm gonna sue the entire internet. Psych by psych, I'm cooling you down. I got Stone Cold Steve Austin at my side. Stone Cold's gonna issue a global cooling. And look who else is joining us. It's The Rock. Hey, The Rock. Hey, Hulk Hogan. Do you smell a return to normalcy for the American people? Yeah, brother. Look, we gotta go rescue our friends who've been trapped in a bunker. How many of them? 350,000, brother.
And then, you know, you see how it ends up.
No, they never stops.
This is the next Hamilton, I think.
Hi, I'm Dan Bush.
And I'm Matt Tobin.
And this
is Off the Rails. You want to play a game?
Yeah.
Let's alternate words.
Okay.
Like a ghost story.
Boo.
Who?
Ploo.
Ploo isn't a word.
Oh, sorry. Let's try again.
Okay. Boo.
Said the ghost.
Alternate words.
Boo.
Who?
Said
the
ghost.
Alternate
words.
Now,
we
are
having
a
podcast
time
together.
Because
one time
I
ate
two
skulls
in
one
closet
with
two
myself. I skipped your word. That one was for me twice in a row.
All I asked was that you write your half before we came today.
What I did was write a story in which I paused between words, but didn't assume any other words would come.
Why don't you read that story?
I ate a sandwich yesterday that was beef and relish too. I had it on the rails.
This has been
Off the Rails.
Talking about.
This is a segment called Naming Names. We need a name that starts with every letter of the alphabet.
Art Garfunkel.
Artie Lang.
Aaron Rodgers.
Who?
Really?
He's a baseball player.
Really? All of you?
Andy Samberg.
Great.
Bette Midler.
Ben Vereen.
Brian Boitano.
Bob Dole.
Kathy.
Does she have a last name?
Eck.
Christopher Christie.
Christopher Lloyd.
Chris Columbus, the director.
Damian Lewis.
Dan Aykroyd.
Dane Cook.
Diane Furstenberg.
Ernest Hemingway.
Ernest Goes to Camp.
Ernest Goes to Space.
Ernest from The Importance of Being Ernest.
Father John Misty.
Fatty Arbuckle.
Father Fatty Arbuckle.
Come on. Treat this with respect. Fred Armisen.
Greta Gerwig.
Greta Garbo.
Gene Kelly.
George Costanza.
Okay.
I didn't remember he had a last name. I didn't mean to like do a voice thing.
I think his last name is Eck.
Helen Hunt.
Helen Keller.
Huey Lewis.
Hank Hill.
Iris Apfel.
Ignatius II.
That's not going to fly.
Ichabod Crane.
Ira Glass.
Indira Gandhi.
Is that Gandhi's daughter? The one where that he did the things to?
Wait, what?
Wait, what?
Wait, what did you say?
Ack! Move on!
John Misty, comma, father.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
John Mayer, comma, John.
Jack and Jill, the Adam Sandler movie.
Kevin Wynn.
Kevin Klein.
Kevin Costner.
Kelly Clarkson.
Bonus points for alliteration, by the way.
Oh my god, we're only half, we're not even halfway through. This.
No, 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 we got this.
We got this.
Lollapalooza.
Count it.
Lou Pearlman.
Lele Pons.
Ooh.
Lemony Snicket. You know Lily Pons?
You have my permission to be impressed.
Mini Driver.
Ninja Turtle Raphael.
We're on M.
Oh. Michelangelo.
Michelangelo.
Mad Max.
Nina Simone.
Ninja Turtle Raphael.
Mini Driver.
Nancy Sinatra.
Olivia Munn.
Oscar Wilde.
Olivia Wilde.
Oscar Isaac.
Paul Simon.
Peter of the Pauls and Marys.
Peter of the Gabriel.
Padma Lakshmi.
Quentin Tarantino.
Quentin Quisp. Quisp.
Who?
Quentin Crisp.
Who?
Quisp the cereal character.
Sure.
Questlove.
Queen Elizabeth.
Raul Castro.
Ron Perlman.
Rachel Ray.
Raphael the Ninja Turtle.
Steven Spielberg.
Cy Sperling.
Steven the Ninja Turtle.
Cy Newhouse.
Steven the Ninja Turtle. That's doesn't
what?
Count.
What?
Get back in the Shredder. Back on the yeah. board.
Shredder.
Turtle, comma ninja, comma Raphael.
Turtle dove, comma Harry.
Teenage mutant, comma turtle, comma ninja, comma Raphael.
The character named Splinter.
Umberto Echo.
Umber, the guy from Game of Thrones.
Ursula.
U-Bowl.
Viola Davis.
Valerie Bertinelli.
Victor Hugo.
Vin Diesel.
Wilma.
William Tell.
Willy or Wonny.
Willy Wonka.
How do you pronounce that guy's name from 300?
Xerxes.
There we go.
Xander Cannon.
That's not that's right.
Z. Oh, we're at, up to X.
I know a cheat.
What's the cheat?
If I can go out of turn,
yeah.
you might be
yeah,
inspired. Yeah, yeah. Xavier, comma, PhD, the founder of...
I don't know. Is it like a... Oh, he's my like God. A school... He's like a headmaster? Like he's a PhD, so he's a teacher?
You. I hate
yeah.
you.
So he studied for a long time.
Xander... What's his hair like? What color is it? Bald. When he walks, what is his shoes?
He doesn't walk.
He doesn't walk.
Actually. This is like the Sphinx's riddle.
Okay, so these normal everyday human kids that he's teaching, like
no,
what?
In fact, they're mutated.
Oh,
they're mutants.
Gosh, I'm so off base
wrong
with
turn
this.
Again.
Patrick Stewart.
That doesn't begin with an X.
Charles Xavier.
That's also his name. That's
wait, what
that's
are we trying to get me
professor.
To say?
X-Men.
Oh, X-Men? Oh.
Nick, you broke the game. Now you have to go in the game break punishment locker.
The game break shame break.
You don't get to play the rest of this game, but you have to use the rest of this game's rules for the rest of the podcast. So, from now on, your sentences have to start with concurrent beginning letters from the alphabet. Let's finish up the X mm-hmm. while he wallows. Men, comma, X.
I'm going to say Yolanda Foster.
Yo-Yo Ma.
Yola Tango Ma.
Sadie Smith.
Zerba the Greek.
Zeus. And we did it!
All right.
Yes, Nick? He seems to be biding his time.
Okay.
Biding. Like Joe wait. Biden would definitely
he,
be in the bunker.
He's
Joe
in
Biden's
there?
In the bunker.
How many hoagies does he get to bring?
Great
or
question.
Or do we call them grinders?
Better question.
He definitely calls them hoagies.
Okay.
From Central Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call your long sandwiches?
It was grinder. Hoagie is Massachusetts?
I think so. Tim okay. from Long Island.
I gotta go with hero.
Nick from Central Upstate New York. What did you call it?
Bullshit. I didn't eat them.
Interesting choice. Joe Biden is definitely in the bunker. Mm-hmm. How many political figures do you guys think?
Can we just not have any of them make it?
I think it's world leaders mostly, not congressmen and senators.
Deal.
What other walks of life do you think we need to represent there? We need probably more artists.
Engineers.
Coding or mechanical? Probably both, I suppose.
Both.
Yeah.
Definitely both. Gabby, this is specifically a question to you. What's the internet like in the bunker?
I think it's like the internet now, but 100 times faster.
Because
it's just the global elite.
That's it. Why Gabby's in the bunker, to deliver the content to the global
true.
Elite.
Gabby is essential.
I control the media.
Get all the way to G.
Having a hard time figuring out the alphabet there.
Who else do you think is going to be in the bunker with you then as part of your... If you can have a bespoke content delivery team for the global elite in the bunker, who would you bring along with you to help you develop that sweet content?
I think I would just want it all for myself.
You could be the Vox Populi.
Uh-huh.
Are
me
you...
and Joe Biden. Guest blogger.
All right, so we have the media wing knocked on this. There's some other needs you're going to have in the bunker.
Mm-hmm.
For one, phys ed.
No gym class.
No physical activity.
Oh, come on. You
okay,
need
fine.
To work out. You're
the
on the ground.
The Rock will come.
Dwayne.
Yeah.
You know, he is an icon amongst the weightlifting population. I think we need a phys ed leader for the rest of us.
Is there someone specific you have in mind?
Maybe like a Lance Armstrong.
Oh,
Cautionary tale. I've been there. I've been the best.
Mm-hmm.
Not worth it. You know what is worth it? Staying in shape when you're in a bunker.
I don't know if he's in the bunker.
Is it because he has one ball? Because that's ballist.
So. Yeah. You guys are in charge of podcasting in the bunker.
Oh, boy. Oh, thank you.
That's fantastic.
Just for the bunker, or are there podcasts like getting out into the outside world?
Nobody's in the outside world.
I have a theory about that.
Oh, hit me with that theory, Tim.
All of the people that we left behind are still out there alive. The elite don't want us to face that fact because they don't want to feel sad.
Well, what are they doing outside of the bunker?
They're scraping to survive. Oh. They're killing each other out there. That's right. Think about all the people outside of the bunker. Kanye West's.
Listen, Kanye built the fucking bunker.
I thought Kanye was out of the bunker. Oh, he's in the bunker. No, Jay-Z's. Jay-Z's and Ashton Kutcher's are outside the bunker scraping to survive, fighting with dog jawbones.
Tim,
uh-huh.
I'm a little worried I don't have a lot to deliver to this bunker.
Okay, let's huddle up and
thank you.
Okay. Gabby, you can get in on this huddle.
Maybe I could get in on this huddle too.
Oh.
I don't know. You've been hanging around with Dwayne The Rock Johnson a lot.
You can get in here. Just don't tattle. Say much. Yeah, don't say much. I'm a little worried, guys, that we're making this bunker full of really cool people. Yeah. Dwayne The Rock is in there. Bobby Flay. This is the best of the best. And I know, Gabby, you were really gracious saying that we could host a podcast there. I just don't think that I'm worthy. I don't really know what it is that I bring. Think about the skills of New World Order.
Okay, yeah.
Charm? I mean, I'm a fucking 10 out of 10. But they already got that. Good looks?
Absolutely.
9 out of 10 in New York.
9 out of 10?
Nick, you want to not be invited to the...
Oh, no, I can just... Stand back.
Okay, thanks. I don't know what else I have to give. In a world of plenty, there's more than enough room for me to bullshit around. But in a world of scarcity, what can I do better?
Just stop worrying so much.
Is that it?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Am I overworrying?
You're one of the global elite. You're one in 350,000.
You know, honestly, I think a lot of my life since I turned 20 has been just coming to terms with that I'm amongst the global elite. And it's okay to be privileged. You don't have to kill yourself about it. And I think I'm ready to finally acknowledge innate power that I have over this podcast, over the global elite, and it's just the person I was born to be.
Psst, Tim, come over here.
What's up?
Quiet.
Okay. Yeah, I'm listening. I'm all ears.
Really important business.
Okay. Is it about Jason and his megalomaniac speech?
Sure.
Is it about Gabby's paper empire that she's set up?
There's a power vacuum at the top of this bunker.
Geographically the top?
More like metaphorically.
Oh, just like in the power structure.
Very good. Perceptive.
What's the vacuum? You seem like you're struggling a bit. Is it that complicated? Maybe you can just express it in one word.
Women.
I've noticed that too. An inordinate amount of women.
X-Men, too. It's really weird how many mutants came out of the closet.
Yeah, seriously. Why weren't they here when they were making the movies?
Yeah.
They were so bad.
Oh my god, he's sleeping.
He fell asleep. Well, he did work real hard getting all those letters out.
On the high road, see where it takes you, see where you take it.
Xylophone, take it high, take it yes, Zebra. Thanks for listening to Yes. Let's get into it. It's been another fantastic episode. Gabby, thanks for coming by.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for being a co-conspirator.
Thanks,
is there
Gabby.
Anything you would like to plug at this moment?
My own personal conspiracy theory.
Oh, let's hear it.
Yeah. Russell Crowe and Gerard Butler, the same person.
Mm. Yeps.
My name is what? My name is who? My name is
name's Sadie.
Goodbye.
My name is what? My name is
what? My name is Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
My name is Y.
Excuse me.